Welcome to our podcast where we dive into the world of business, discussing strategies, innovation, and success stories, all in the English language. In the latest developments from Binance US, a series of events threaten to impact the cryptocurrency landscape significantly. Binance US, a leading cryptocurrency exchange, is currently undergoing increased scrutiny from regulators. As a consequence, Binance US's CEO, Brian Schroeder, has chosen to step down from his role during this regulatory crackdown. However, the management shakeup doesn't end there. Binance US has also witnessed the departure of its head of legal and chief risk officer. These resignations reflect the company's broader attempt to navigate the difficult regulatory landscape. In a bid to align with regulatory requirements and adapt to this ever-changing environment, Binance US declared over 100 job cuts as part of its restructuring efforts. It is crucial to stress that these incidents are confined to Binance US, the American offshoot of the global Binance exchange, which continues to be a dominant name in the crypto industry. The mounting challenges for exchanges, underscored by these latest events, illustrate the tightening grip of regulations in the industry. We assure you we will keep you abreast of any new developments in this fluid situation. So, watch this space for more updates on cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. The spotlight continues to shine on General Motors, specifically its CEO Mary Barra, who's stirring headlines as she defends her significant $30 million salary amidst the ongoing United Auto Workers, UAW, strike. This varying wage issue within the company has sparked controversy and become a talking point, prompting further discussions about wage equality. Although expressing frustration about the ongoing strike, Barra stands firm with her compelling union offer. She firmly believes that this proposed contract carries numerous benefits and opportunities for auto workers and insists it to be a fair deal. This view, however, clashes with many skeptical workers who question the offer's fairness in relation to their own wages and working conditions. Barra recently endured tough questioning during an interview about her $29 million salary increase that coincided with the workers' strike. This significant raise intensifies the debate on income inequality and fans the perception that auto workers are shouldering the financial hardships, while executives like Barra continue to reap substantial benefits. Dialogue on Barra's hefty salary and the perceived unfairness thereof has ignited discontent and frustration among the striking employees. Critics suggest that Barra's avoidance of the disparity between her stunning compensation and the workers' salaries only fuels the growing dissatisfaction. As the UAW strike persists alongside negotiations, the focus continues to emphasize the wage and benefits gap between hard-working auto workers and top executives like Barra. In recent Tesla news, CEO Elon Musk has been making headlines around the world with several controversial actions. Musk has drawn criticism in Ukraine for turning down a request to activate Starlink, Tesla's satellite internet constellation, for military purposes. The decision provoked a negative reaction from some quarters in the country despite the global interest Starlink has generated. Further stoking controversy, Musk, no stranger to courting differences of opinions, was embroiled in a heated incident amidst about strike actions in the US. The CEO removed United Auto Workers, UAW, Twitter verification badge at a time when UAW was staging strike actions against big three automakers, including Tesla. This action was widely viewed as Musk's way of responding to the UAW's strike, causing a significant uproar in the labor and automotive community. Adding another twist to the narrative, Tesla restored the UAW's verification badge following the publication of a report on union busting, actions taken by employers to disrupt or prevent union formation or activities. The back and forth between Tesla and UAW has only escalated the ongoing conversation surrounding labor rights and the role of workers' unions in the automotive industry. That concludes this segment of Tesla News. Keep an eye out for more updates on the dynamic orbit of Elon Musk and his pioneering electric car company. In the latest development from Tata Steel, the announcement of their £500 million green steel subsidy deal has given rise to fears of potential job layoffs among employees. This state aid agreement, which is mainly designed to support the transformation of the Port Talbot facility, has created uncertainty about future employment scenarios. However, it's crucial to underline that the news isn't entirely cautionary. In fact, the deal also promises positive impacts, including job preservation and guaranteeing the ongoing operation of steel production at the facility. In the latest news from the United Auto Workers, UAW, the union has turned its focus towards the CEOs of Ford, General Motors, GM, and Stellantis, expressing concerns over the significant earnings gap between the bosses and average employees of these companies. As part of its ongoing efforts to protect the rights and benefits of automotive workers, the UAW has launched an unprecedented strike against these big three auto companies. This move has garnered substantial attention and has even led President Joe Biden to endorse groundbreaking benefits for the participating workers. The Detroit carmakers currently face the potential of a strike during labor negotiations as they aim to solidify new contracts with the UAW. The battle between the automotive leaders and the union will certainly shape the future of labor relations and employee rights in the industry. Adding a fascinating element to this situation, an analyst predicts that electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla could be the ultimate winner amid the conflict between the UAW and Detroit's Big Three. Although Tesla has successfully evaded unionization efforts to date, the impact of the UAW's ongoing activities on the company's future remains unclear. Keep an eye on upcoming developments as we continue to follow this unfolding situation in the automotive industry. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the ins and outs of the dynamic world of business. And remember, success starts with a combination of knowledge and action.